This week, the Anchorage Athena Society inducted 9 women and honored one more with an award. The goal is to encourage women to continue doing good things for others and for their community. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
The Athena Society's purpose is to encourage women in community service for business excellence and for mentoring other women in business. Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski was one of the keynote speakers at the luncheon honoring 10 women.
Believe in what you have to offer. Believe in the courage of your convictions. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but at the end of the night, you know that you will have slept well, knowing that you stood up for those that you love and what you care about.
One of the Athena inductees is Maver Carey, president and CEO of the Kuskokwim Corporation, which has tripled its revenues in the past few years under her leadership. Carey says a strong support network helped.
In the political realm of the Alaska Native Village Society, we also work in the realm of politics in the state and then within D.C. And politics are not easy. It's often hard to get in that rut and try to continue to do what's in your heart. And strength is in your friends, your mentors, your coworkers, and so for me, that's a big one.
The 2011 Anchorage Athena Award went to Jane Angvik. Introducing her, former Athena Award recipient Heather Flynn said Angvik is courageous, repeatedly testifying on issues involving women, children, and social justice. Angvik has served on the Anchorage Assembly and run for statewide office. She has worked in executive positions for several state agencies, as well as for Alaska Native and women's organizations. Angvik says speaking out changes the character of a community.
We are all enhanced by the hands across the waters that we use in our lives, and we make a difference when we give back. The business community in Anchorage, Alaska, and the Athena Society has been giving back for a very long time. And we are called to serve. And so I'm very grateful.
About 600 people attended the awards luncheon. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.